the passion against vigilantes. That passion, I share it. I'm as appalled as you are by that phenomenon. But you made a point, which I think is also worth bearing in mind, how the security agencies are overwhelmed. One of the things that we are determined to do, which we have started doing, is to strengthen the security agencies in the country, both in terms of personnel as well as in equipment and logistics. The other day, I launched a program to revive Operation Calm Life, to give the police greater and greater capability to deal with armed robbery and the rest. I believe that it's all part and parcel of the same phenomenon, strengthening the law enforcement agencies in such a way that they can deal with this phenomenon. What we need to do now to make sure that our country has law and order. I think that is really a concern of all of us. And the vigilante phenomenon is as distasteful to me as it is to the rest. But we can deal with it. First of all, there's exhortation, but ultimately it's strengthening the law enforcement agencies to be able to deal with it. And also, of course, generally improving the access to jobs for a lot of young people would be definitely a process that will help in that exercise.
Mr. Sani, however, says government has no strategy to deal with the lawless act, adding that the security services only react when a situation arises.
Obviously, we seem to be lacking a strategy towards the maintenance of law and order in certain areas. For example, with the issue of Agogo and other areas of the country where the Fulanis are clashing with the local indigents, and we seem not to have a strategy. Our focus has always been on deploying military men and the police to, as it were, go and ensure temporary peace there. But we don't have a sustainable, as it were, solution to what is going on. Aside that, I feel the level of political commitment towards dealing with this vigilante issue has been a matter of grave concern to us as people in the security sector. I think it's important we go beyond the rhetoric and come up with a strategy that would seek to, as it were, fully take into consideration the socio-economic and geopolitical deficits in our society that is breeding these acts of vigilantism. You see, let us not bastardize them. Let us not see them as social outcomes. They are just like you and I. So the question we should be asking ourselves are, what would make a young man capable enough of working, join a vigilante group? Is it self-entitlement? This association, has it got to do with the issue of the youth board, where on annual basis thousands of youth graduate from hundreds of both public and private tertiary institutions and those have jobs?
Mr. Adib Sani also called for more recruitment into the security services following the 2017 AU report on security, which revealed that more than 6,000 African ISIS recruits were returning home.
We need to recruit more people into the police service. We don't just have to recruit. We have to give them the adequate training in line with the emerging issues we're challenging, regarding new issues, new interests, new assets, and of course, new weapons. And the issue of terrorism should all be imbibed into the training process. We should also be able to equip them. When there's a policeman at a traffic spot managing the traffic, he should have a sidearm. What if he's confronted with an emerging security issue? He should be in a position to counter it. But we have police forces sitting comfortably in their offices with so much security outside, having sidearms. But the junior officers are in the streets in the face of all the dangers that come their way in the discharge of their duties without sidearms. But overall, the government has shown commitment towards security maintenance in the country with the putting together of the next ministry in line with the Security and Intelligence Agencies Act 526. However, there's a lot more we can still do as a people to ensure that you and I are safe, especially in the face of the issue of terrorism we're having.
Security analyst Adib Sani speaking to Felix Kofi.